Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I am starting to believe that you are being scammed because no one, Allie, unless they had were involved in some sort of a serious accident, would have to do as much as you've done over the past, like, 2 weeks. And I think it's actually kind of irony. It's biting you in the ass because you are the first person I know that came on the radio and very publicly spoke out against what you called big dentists. You didn't believe in flossing. You said you don't stand by it. It's a giant lie. It's the biggest lie we tell every day and every year or two. We go get a checkup. Oh, yeah, I'm flossing. They go, no, you're not.
I'm just saying we need to start being honest with ourselves and with our dentists. Don't say, yeah, I floss when you don't floss. And we all understand that for the most part, we ain't flossing.
Allie, for the third time in 1 week, has it been 1 week or two?
I have had 3 appointments in the last 2 weeks.
And it makes me think.
And I might have another one on Friday.
Your mouth is falling apart, or you are getting scammed and falling for every little upcharge they try to give you, which, you know, I know that you came in here numb on, I forget, one day last week. You were still all numbed up because they numbed your whole mouth and filled, you said, what was the number of cavities you had? 9 or something?
Glad you were listening.
Was it 10? How many cavities?
You were here what day when you're doing how many cavities? I don't know.
I remember.
They're not trying to share this with you.
I remember it was Omar 7. And I were blown away with how many cavities it was.
Well, it was a lot.
What happened was I started getting, and I don't know if they do this to you, but they start hitting you up saying, hey, you haven't been in for a cleaning in a while. Come in for a cleaning. It's free. Come on in for a cleaning. So finally, I'm like, all right, fine. I'll make an appointment and go in. When I went in, they said, oh, by the way, we've changed owners. There's a new owner now that owns this entire operation. And by the way, there's a couple of teeth that are problem teeth, potentially. Let's have the dentist take a look. They take a look and they say, yeah, you know what? These are problems and they're just going to get worse. So you might as well get them filled now because it's cheaper to do it now than it is later on. And of course, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, sign me up. Right. I don't want to pay more later. I'd rather pay less now.
Yeah, that's like a scam, though.
Well, I figured
wait
that
and
out.
See. I'm a big fan of the wait and see.
I was on the fence about it, and then they were like, well, it's actually better if you get it done now. And I was like, all right, fine. Somehow, when they're showing you all the graphs of your teeth, they apparently were showing me that I had 7 cavities instead of 2. I don't know where the miscommunication happened.
Oh, my God.
But they were like, by the way, you're getting 7 cavities filled. I said, I don't remember agreeing to that. That seems like a lot. And then I decided, you know what? I'm not an expert. I guess they are, and I'm here, and I've got the appointment, and they've got the numbing needle ready, so I guess let's do this. As I'm leaving, and they worked on my mouth for a long time, and I was numb on every single part of my mouth. As I was leaving, they were like, so does your bite feel okay? I'm like, I can't feel anything. I don't know what the hell's going on. And they were like, well, if you feel some jaw discomfort, just let us know, because we just did a lot of work on your teeth. And I'm going,
you just set the new dental practice record for most cavities in one visit.
I am one of those people who has had maybe 1 or 2 my whole life. So the fact that I have 7 now just seems a little ridiculous. But also the price was not that much, so I didn't even think that they were doing that much stuff. Then I start experiencing really bad pain in my jaw. My it's waking me up at night. I can't sleep. By the end of the show, my jaw hurts and my bite feels really weird. And like as soon as I ate ice cream, got pain shooting through my mouth.
Maybe that's why I got so many cavities. How much ice cream you eating?
Well, no, I just had a little bit.
What are you doing, a pint a night?
No, there's a place by us that has Cookie Monster ice cream. It's great.
It's for children.
Yeah. My kid gets it, and I have some Cookie Monster, too.
Oh, boy. That's the problem.
I'm going to show you what I eat.
That's the problem. Yep. Here so come the cavities.
I go back in, they make adjustments, and then I'm in even more pain. And I had to go back yesterday, and there's a new, now this is the new owner coming in and introducing himself and saying, I'm going to make all your problems go away. I said, well, that would be great, because I didn't really have problems before I came in here.
Yep.
And he was like, well, you know, I could cure your jaw problems. I said, that would be great, because again, I had no jaw problems when I came in here. And he said, you know what would really make you feel better? Is if I gave you Invisalign.
Oh, yeah. They love that move.
Oh, and they drop the I word. Oh. They love giving Ka-ching. Invisalign.
They can't even get the word out without them just their mouth watering.
Oh, my God. I thought it was the teeth whitening thing that they were pushing. But
they used to.
They've moved on to Invisalign. And he goes, you will never have another jaw problem if you're in your life if I give you this Invisalign. And I'm going to do another procedure right after that that's going to make you in tip-top shape for the rest of your life. I said, you've got to be crazy to think that I would then get more crap done to my teeth after all these things that I have been through. And he said, oh, by the way, I noticed another cavity.
See, this is where the scam has begun.
And I was like, this is crazy.
Did you say that in your Cookie Monster voice or your regular voice?
No, stop it. That's from my cookies.
Allie, the free cleaning scam is how they get you in there. Everyone offers a free cleaning so they can find things to then charge you for. It's no different than when they say, come by for a free inspection of your car, and then they'll find a bunch of stuff that they can charge you for. Meanwhile, this guy said, 818 says, you're getting scammed big time. Same thing happened to my wife. Dentist got taken over. The second opinion, so the nothing, everything fine. Place gets taken over. New place goes. You got a lot of things here we got to fix immediately.
Right.
And then they go, I'm going to get a second opinion. Went for a second opinion. They go, you have no cavities. No one knows what's going on. I think it is. If someone were to really look into this thing, and I bet you there's a former dentist who would probably come clean and let us know what's going on.
I would love to know.
It's
come clean.
Be 80% scam. I would imagine 80% scam industry.
Dude, and then the dentist that eventually fixed me yesterday, he was like, I've got four different offices. They're all really successful. That I think I'm probably going to just spend most of my time at this one because the other dentists here are...
No good? You made that face?
Yeah, and I was like, you mean the ones that gave me my feelings? Because that would mean that it's another huge problem that
Kelsey.
You even have that dentist filling my teeth in the first place.
Kelsey, go ahead. Please talk some sense into Allie.
Yes, Allie, I had the same exact thing happen to me. My dentist got taken over by a new owner, went in. He told me I had all these cavities, filled a couple of them, and I was like, whoa, let's slow down. Let's do some of these later because it was getting way too expensive. And I went and got a second opinion at a new dentist. She told me I had zero cavities.
Yes.
So
yeah. I'm telling you.
So what
by
is
the
going
way,
on? Is there any profession that has more discrepancy?
I don't think so. And by the way, I did this exactly what you're saying. I was with a guy, old dude. This guy was old, shaky hands, old. I mean, real old, shaky hands. And I went to him for the past few years. I was like, this guy probably should retire by now, but he was still doing it. And he was shaking away and clacking. And he goes, but he kept saying to me, your mouth looks fine, mouth looks fine. Next, finally, guy forced retirement because I think he ended up stabbing someone in the eye with one of those plaque tools. So they forced the guy out. They brought in a new person. New person takes one look, goes, yeah, you got a lot of stuff here we got to take care of.
I go,
the old guy.
And they make it seem like it's not an option. Like, yeah, this needs to happen, so we're just going to go ahead and schedule it.
So I bounced. I said, all right, let me go see it. I bounced and went to some place in the valley,
yeah.
And they looked. They go, your mouth looks fine.
And that's the gut feeling. You have to be like, hold on, something's not right here. They also convinced me to get a mouth guard at night because they were like, that's probably what's also causing your teeth problems. Then my thing arrived. You know, my mouth guard, whatever. And the new dentist looks at it and goes, oh, you got one of those? Yeah, you don't really need that. I was like, what? So I just spent $600 on this thing that you're telling me I don't need.
That's why they put that giant...
Because the other dentist said I needed it.
That's why they put that giant heavy blanket on you so you can't actually get up and walk out.
I know.
You're just trying to leave and you can't because you can't move that heavy bib they put on you.
I would also say that's the profession where every new dentist that you have will trash talk the old dentist.
Oh yeah, they love it. There's nothing that they like better.
Who
be
did
like,
this?
Who'd you go to before? You mind me asking?
Those fillings, they are crap. That's why they're falling apart, and you need hours.
They never say like, "Hey, whoever you went to before did a great job. Your mouth looks great." Hey, Tammy, go ahead. What's up?
Hi. Yeah. I ended up going to a new dentist because it was closer to my house, and they messed up my teeth. They said I needed two root canals, and I was in so much pain afterwards. I had to go back to my old dentist and get it fixed.
That's also embarrassing, too, when you try to go somewhere else, and then they mess you up, and then you got to go, you're crawling back to the first one.
I know.
And they hold on, we have a dentist on the phone who's mad at us. Hey, you're a real dentist?
Hey, yes.
Former or current?
No, current dentist. I'm in Sherman Oaks.
All right. Would you be honest? What percentage of your industry? Maybe you're on the level, but there are a lot of guys that are scamming.
I think it's something you may find in every industry, but I specifically wanted to point out, you know, what was said about going to one dentist and finding a lot of cavities and then another, and you have a clean slate. I think it comes down to how, you know, the perspective of each dentist. Like sometimes one person is a lot more aggressive. They might find something really small and diagnose it as a cavity. Whereas at other times, other people will see that same thing and be like, no, we'll just like keep an eye on it because it's, you know, it's something very small. And so, especially when you go from like one dentist to a new dentist, you'll find like a totally different outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on their own, you know, personal, aggressiveness of how to identify.
So you think they all truly believe that we need this stuff and it's not just for the sake of the scam?
I think that's where the discrepancy lies, and you find a lot of people who are, you know, who they'll diagnose a lot more, and maybe they're also salespeople, like the Invisalign pitch they were trying to sell you.
Exactly.
You ever lose a bunch of money gambling on, like, let's say the Cowboys don't cover the spread, so you go in next week and you go like, all right,
I'm
going to
give
week,
out six Invisaligns
gotta,
this week.
Got to do a bunch of cavities and root canals. You ever think that? Or
yeah,
no?
or your rent gets increased and you're like, yeah, I got to make up for this.
Right.
But as a dentist, do you agree that flossing is BS?
No, flossing is very important.
Yeah, there they go.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.